This is the Midday Market Report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined at midday by Kenan Layden of AgMarket.net for our Midday Market discussion. And Kenan, as we look at the market trading screens here at midday, a lot of red on the screen for the grains. What are we looking at with the trade?
Yeah, so that trade today, as you said, down across the board today in most of the grains. And I think a lot of it is the market's just staying a little bit consistent here across the board, anticipating these big Friday reports coming. Corn's down 1 to 3 cents. Soybeans are close to even on the day in some contracts. So I think the market is, you know, a little positioning here before those big Friday reports. And then the market, as most of your listeners probably know, will react violently to whatever surprise we get on Friday.
And Kenan, when we think about what we've already seen this week, it has really done a nice job of showing us that we are, at especially at a time like this, at this point of the trading year, at the mercy of some headlines.
Today, there was a headline that Trump has announced that he may use emergency orders to implement universal tariffs, which, if you look at some of the financial markets, the dollar on that news today is very strong again after, you know, a few days of correction from a high level. It's back up again today.
That was Kenan Layden with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2025 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye. Be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. And you can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn down 3 cents at 455 even. March soybeans unchanged at 997 and a quarter. On the Merck, February live cattle down 35 cents at 195.22. January feeder cattle down $1.90 at 266.50. February lean hogs up 17 cents at 79.35. February pork cutout down $3.90 at 88.30. Class 3 milk is down a penny at 20.46. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.